class, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
This coming Sunday, February 19th, at Venue. Those were the Asteroids Galaxy Tour with Heart Attack, and that's off the Copenhagen Sextet's second album, Out of Frequency. That came out just a couple of weeks ago, and it features vocalist Mette Lindberg, looking like a peppier Scandinavian Nancy Sinatra, and producer Lars Iverson. The Asteroids Galaxy Tour have had their profile pop up. As of late, since the earlier single, The Golden Age, was used in a global Heineken campaign. And their first single, The Sun Ain't Shining No More, is being used as the theme to the CBC comedy Insecurity. And in the background from 1970, this is Catwalk by Pete Moore, the British composer who worked with Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, and Peter Sellers in the 50s and 60s. And Moore's probably best known for the fanfare we heard at the top of the show. That was Asteroid. It's used by the advertising company Pearl and Dean at the start of each film shown in Britain. So get your hot dogs and popcorn now. Welcome to Exploding Headlights. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Barking Mad Community Radio Station. CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shock Cable. www.citr.ca here in Vancouver. My name's Gak, and I'll be making this clock tick until 9 p.m. Phone number of the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Later on in the show, we're going to listen to the two songs, only two, nominated for the Best Original Music for this year's Academy Awards, along with a discussion as to why there are only two. And towards 8:30, we'll profile the third of five Oscar-nominated scores, and that's Canadian composer Howard Shore and his work from Martin Scorsese's Hugo. But firstly, to get us into a French mood for Hugo, let's celebrate the announcement of the new record by local bilingual orchestral pop act Winter Mits. Oceans, spelt with an accent on the E, so I guess it's Oceans. It's due out February 28th by the Sextet and CITR, Discord Magazine. Scratch Records are presenting the Winter Mits record release party, joined by Aunts and Uncles, the Kingsgate Chorus, and the art of David Talbot Manzel. And that's going to be next Friday, February 24th, at the Interurban Gallery. That's 1 East Hastings. Two tracks from Oceans are already posted on the Winter Mits site, and we're going to listen to one of them. It's going to be a little parody here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. In a molecule inseparably combined. But then I woke from the dream to realize I was alone. A tragic event, I must admit, but let's not be overblown. I'm not trying to write a love song, just a sad pathetic moan. And maybe I just need a change, maybe I just need a new cologne. Stabbed in the heart, you torture each other from day to day, and then one day you part. Most of the time it's misery, but there's some joy at the start. And for that I'd say it's worth it, just use your blade that's short and sharp on me. And if love is just a game, then how come it's no fun? If love is just a game, how come I've never won? I guess maybe it's possible I might be playing it wrong, and that's why every time I roll the dice, I always come undone.
Bit of romance there in the tune from Twickenham in southwest London. That was Noah and the Whale, and that was Two Atoms in a Molecule, and that's off their 2008 debut album, Peaceful the World Lays Me Down. Their most recent album was 2011's Last Night on Earth, but that doesn't feature any female vocals because Laura Marling left the group to go solo at that point. And Noah and the Whale take their name from the film The Squid and the Whale, as directed by Noah Baumbach. Noah Baumbach's The Squid and the Whale. Shorter, Noah and the Whale. And in the background, this is the title track to the DuckTales 2009 album Backyard. And DuckTales is a side project of guitarist Matthew Mondenile from the New Jersey act Real Estate. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Did you know that, to those of you listening live, that today is World Radio Day? Last year, the UN group UNESCO announced that February 13th would be World Radio Day going forward, promoting the importance of this low-cost medium and building awareness to allow easy access to information through radio and to enhance networking amongst broadcasters. So, CITR is pretty much student volunteer run, so if you've ever had an interest, why not have a happy World Radio Day and look into becoming a volunteer and help with the operation of this mighty radio station. Next up, we have some Swedish country music, which may sound rather hokey, but keep your ears open for this song, First Aid Kit. Our two young sisters from suburban Stockholm, Johanna and Clara Söderberg. And they had a decent profile on Swedish radio, but in 2008, they uploaded a Fleet Foxes cover to YouTube, which brought them global attention. And actually, they did open for Fleet Foxes when they toured through Sweden. Their latest album, The Lion's Roar, is already big in their home country, and it's especially sweet based on the non-factory-made pop style that these girls focus on. So here's a little tribute to the country stars of our past, born, and even some of them died well before the Easy Girls were born. So here is First Aid Kit with Emmy Lou.
Mm-hmm. so much. I know that things just don't grow if you don't bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. Every morning keeps returning up my window. And it brings me to you. And I won't just pass through. But I'm not asking for a storm. I'll be your Emily Lynn, I'll be your June. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me.
Jerome was born in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan in 1940 and was raised in North Vancouver. Jerome set the standard for the world's fastest man and went on to win a bronze medal at the 1964 Olympics after suffering a career-threatening injury. But his comeback wasn't the only challenge he rose against. Jerome was an outspoken critic of the way African Canadians were misrepresented in Canadian media and fought to remove wage discrimination barriers. He questioned the lack of black catalog models and clerks in major department stores. Jerome not only revolutionized the sport of track and field, but was also named BC's Athlete of the Century and received the Order of Canada. Today, there is a statue in his honor along the seawall in Stanley Park.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
You don't talk to me, not the way that you used to. Maybe I don't listen in a way that makes you think I do. I've been wondering about what we're gonna do. A house full of empty don't look at you in a way that makes you think you should. Still I've been thinking about how it's gonna be. Years are giving a peace. wanna be the first to say I've been wondering about what we're gonna do.
Floor. There you were, your head down to your legs and your legs down to the floor. Leggy blonde, goodbye, goodbye. Now that you are gone, I'll never see you here for tech repair. Wish you knew how much I loved your legs and your hair. Leggy blonde, goodbye, goodbye.
Leggy, 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 leggy.
Leggy, 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 leggy.
Leggy, 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 leggy.
Leggy, 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 leggy.
Blonde, 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 blonde,
blonde, blonde, blonde, blonde,
blonde, blonde, blonde, blonde,
blonde, blonde, blonde, leggy blonde.
Goodbye, goodbye.
I had a budgie, but it died.
Whoa, whoa.
I like pie.
Leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy, leggy,
by the photocopier. We started off with First Aid Kit, and that was Emmylou being Graham Parsons and Johnny Too. Then from Ottawa, we heard Kathleen Edwards with House Full of Empty Rooms, and that's off her latest album, Voyageur, which finally came out last month, since her previous album was 2008's Asking for Flowers. Voyageur marks a little bit of a different sound for Edwards. After she divorced longtime collaborator Colin Cripps, she started seeing Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, winner of Best New Artist at the Grammys, even though he's been recording for years. Yeah, we won't even go further into that. But yeah, Werner's production style can definitely be heard throughout the album, along with his backup vocals on a few tracks. In the background, this is from France via Montenegro. This is Janko Milovic with In the Space off the Pianist Poet's 1970 album, Psych Impressions. But we also just heard Flight of the Conchords with Leggy Blonde, featuring vocals by Rhys Darby as the Concord's manager, Murray Hewitt, from the HBO series. Members of New Zealand's fourth most popular folk act feature heavily in the songs of the two films we're going to hear. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And it's going to get a little complicated here, but at the very least, this year there are only two original songs nominated for the Academy Awards. We're used to five, three of them being from the same film half the time, but It's all based on a weird scoring rule that's been revised a bit. The best original songs are voted by Academy members in the music branch, but they don't actually watch the entire film. They only watch a movie clip that features that song and that song only, and it doesn't include the end credits, so a lot of songs are left out. They vote on a score from 1 to 10, and songs that score an average of more than an 8 and a quarter are automatically nominated, but if only one song gets that score or higher, then it and the next highest vote-getter are the nominees, and that looks to be the case this year. And if you're curious, if no one gets that score, there are no nominees. Scary. So, other than that, yeah, there are only two songs to be nominated from any film after some multiple nominees in the past lost due to vote splitting. Somehow from the Muppets movie, Life's a Happy Song didn't make the cut, but here's one that did, and it's written and performed by one half of the Flight of the Conchords, Brett McKenzie. So from the Muppets, here's McKenzie with the Oscar-nominated song, Man or Muppet, here on CITR, Vancouver.
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man or am I a muppet?
Am I a muppet?
If I'm a muppet, then I'm a very manly muppet.
Very manly muppet.
Am I a muppet? If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man? If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
Here I go again. I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand who I am.
I'm a Muppet.
I'm a Muppet.
I'm a Muppet of a man.
I'm a very manly Muppet.
I'm a Muppet of a man.
Yeah.
jungle. Everything's wild and free.
Never alone, cause this is our home.
Magic can happen for Rio, in Rio, all by itself. You can't see it coming, you can't find it anywhere else.
I'm the capoeira, kinga, 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 kinga. Birds like me cause I'm a hot winger.
Pedro hot the winger.
Ah! Here everybody loves samba.
I like the samba.
The rhythm you feel in your heart.
I'm the samba master.
Beauty and love, what more could you want?
Ah! Fantasy can be for me.
Well, I love the percussion on that, at the very least. That featured Jesse Eisenberg, Jamie Foxx, Anne Hathaway, Will I Am, George Lopez, and the Rio Singers, and that was Real in Rio from the cartoon Rio. It was written by Sergio Mendes, Carlinhos Brown, and Cide Garrett. Two Brazilians and an American. And that's the other nominee for this year's Academy Awards for Best Original Song. We heard beforehand, it wasn't just Brett McKenzie there, it was Justin Siegel. I can remember Sheldon's name from the Big Bang Theory. But anyways, that was Man or Muppet from the Muppets soundtrack. And we're actually going to listen to another bit of Flight of the Conchords connection. But first off, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca. On the internet, I'm Gak. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. Highly cinematic. Probably appropriate times, too. This is Smokey Johnson with I Can't Help It. Nice slice of vintage New Orleans funk from 1966. And yeah, there is a Flight of the Conchords connection in Rio. Brett McKenzie, writer of Man or Muppet, doesn't appear in Rio, but his Conchords partner, Jemaine Clement, does as the villain Nigel. And Clement wrote his own song for Rio, and that would have been awesome if his song got the other nomination, as the Conchords would have battled for musical supremacy this year at the Oscars. Like a hippopotamus versus a rhinoceros. Alas, it wasn't to be, but at the very least, let's listen to another song from Rio. It's Clement's Bossa Nova-inspired song. It's called Pretty Bird. Stay tuned. We'll have Hugo up shortly. Somebody forgot to do something here. Anyways, let's load up another track here. This comes from Montreal. And these two girls, it's Alaska B and Ruby Cato Atwood, have a fine mix of Asian-Canadian heritage. So there's a bit of Buddhist philosophy there and then the no music sound. But there's also like a stoner, death, psych, metal, opera kind of noise element to it. So from Yamatanaka and Sonic Titan's first album, YTST, we're going to listen to Queens. And then, yeah, we'll get Jemaine Clement queued up. Sorry about that.
My weariness has nothing to do with love.
I love that. That was Yama Tanaka and Sonic Titan with Queens off of the YTSD album Through Psychic Handshake. And I really can't wait to see how these girls are going to tour. Now, as promised, but a little delayed here, it is Jemaine Clement from the Flight of the Conchords with Pretty Bird. Not nominated for the Oscars, but definitely should have.
I was striking suave, ambitious, feet to beak, super delicious.
Now I'm vile.
I am villain, ambitious. Oh, and malicious. I had it all. A TV show, women too. I was tall, over 1 foot two. Then they got a pretty parakeet to fill my shoe. That's why I am so evil, why I do what I do.
So young and vital.
A South American idol. Who said that about me?
I'll have you rotisseried. I was looking of telenovelas, the envy of all the other fellas. Then I was pushed out for a pretty poly parakeet from Paraguay they call Patricius. Common Paraguayan name.
Is it nasty,
I'm insidious.
It's ghastly.
Oh, I'm hideous.
I'm
a cockatoo. Yes, that bit's true. I'm a feathery freak with a beak, a bird murderer. You think you're better than me? I never heard of you. I'm evil, I'll fill your cheese balls with weevils. I poop on people and I blame it on seagulls. It was him.
He's a nasty
boy. I'm invincible.
He's ghastly.
I'm unmincible. I'm unwashable, unrinceable. Like an abandoned school, I have no principle.
All of you Brazilian birds. All 80 million birds. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you.
Shut up now. Shut up! It's just me.
I will make you ugly too.
Did you hear how dramatic that was with the end?
Chassez les derniers jours gris de l'hiver dans une atmosphère unique et détendue au Festival du Bois qui a lieu les 3 et 4 mars. Les adultes se laissent aller au son de la musique du monde, folklorique et celtique. Les enfants se divertissent avec les activités créées juste pour eux et avec de délicieux nets canadiens-français. Le 3 et 4 mars à Mackin Park, Maillardville, Coquitlam. Stationnement gratuit. Pour plus d'informations, visitez notre site internet au festivaldubois.ca.
WCCMT, West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.
Friday, February 18th, you won't want to miss Grimes with special guests Born Gold. Grimes is back in town from Montreal, on tour to support her upcoming new release, Visions. Advance tickets are available at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theatre on Granville Street, and are also available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. Again, that's an early show with Doors at 7 and the show at 8 at Fortune Sound Club with Grimes and Born Gold. Grimes and Born Gold at the Fortune Sound Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
In the background, this is actor, nightclub bouncer, horror paperback writer, and library music composer Cliff Twinlow, working under the alias of P. Greno, and this is Coast Ride. And what we just heard there was Grimes. As the PSA indicated, Grimes will be playing the Fortune Sound Club with No Gold Saturday, February 18th. I believe tickets are still available. And Grimes right now is on the cover of this month's Discorder magazine. Cousin here to CITR. I guess, imagine a radio station in print form. So that was Grimes there from Montreal. Although now based in Vancouver, where she was raised. And this is Genesis. Well, that was Genesis. And that's off of the new album Visions, which is due out later this month. The doldrums of January are definitely over at this point since, there's tons of concerts galore here. So also playing Saturday at the Red Room Ultra Bar is going to be the heavy Staten Island funk. That is the Budos Band. Caught them at Richards on Richards before it shut down, and they are forced to be seen since there's about 11 or 12 of them on stage there with all the brass and woodwind section there. And some of the Budos crew actually play with the Dap Kings, so they help out definitely on the Dap Tone label there. The Budos Band tends to simply number their albums, and the covers feature intense scenes from nature. This track also appears on the Dap Tone Gold compilation, but originally from 2007's 2. Here will be the Budos Band with Budos Rising here on CITR Vancouver, Exploding Head Movies.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What is original Wainsmere up to now, ever since he recorded that? What we just heard there was Carl Craig playing as the Paperclip People with the original version of Oscillator. And the Detroit Master Techno is coming to town Friday, February 17th. They'll be at 560 along with Dirt Crew and Mateem. Craig was in town last year at Lotus before that place closed down, and I was there, and it was amazing. So if you haven't been, haven't experienced the wonder at his Carl Craig 3-hour techno session. Good life indeed. Go. I would go again, but it's also the same night as the Bleeding Hearts. Bleating Hearts. As I close with the T's. Bleeding Hearts record release party. So some double dipping may be required on my part. And before we get to tonight's Oscar-nominated score, Hugo, we're going to stay French, slowly but surely. So late first here, definitely, because in the background, this is Belgian organist André Brasseur. That's a 1977 song. Pow, pow. And also from France is Charlotte Gainsbourg, the actress and daughter of Serge Gainsbourg. She released a mixed live studio album last year called Stage Whisper. It's based on her recent collaborations with Beck. And we're listening to one of the new songs. It's going to be Charlotte Gainsbourg with All the Rain. And then we're going to slowly segue to Hugo with a little bit of a sidetrack to the film that sort of like helped work it out. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, Vancouver.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
background, this is Salem with Skull Crush off the Witch House Act 2008 EP, Water. And we just heard something when I first heard, I was agog by, and the entire album sounds great. That was Air. And those Seven Stars, with a little help from Victoria Legrand from Beach House. And that's off their latest album, Le Voyage dans la Lune, which segues nicely into Howard Shore's soundtrack for Hugo. So Air's album is an alternate soundtrack to the 1902 film, A Trip to the Moon, best known for the iconic image of the man in the moon, which actually is some guy with cream on his face and a rocket stuck in his eye. It's known in French as Le Voyage dans la Lune, and there's a newly restored hand-colored print that's circulating that actually was hand-colored by Georges Méliès, the director himself. And he became widely known as one of the most proficient directors during the earliest days of cinema, created numerous special effects, stop motion and perspectives and fake walls and things like that. It was like amazing stuff to watch. And if you haven't actually seen the film, if you saw the Melancholia and the Infinite Sadness, yeah, Smashing Pumpkins video, Tonight, it's an inspiration to that. Now, Méliès went broke during World War I, and by the 1920s, he was resorting to selling candy and wind-up toys at a Parisian train station. And Méliès' time of need was used as the basis for Brian Sesnick's 2007 illustrated fictional novel, The Invention of Hugo Cabret, which was adapted last year by director Martin Scorsese for his 3D kids film, Hugo, about the titular orphan and his encounters with Méliès, who's played by Sir Ben Kingsley. Hugo's up for 11 Oscars nominations this year, and aside from Best Picture and Best Director, there's a nod to Toronto composer Howard Shore in his original score. And this is going to be Shore's fourth nomination. And the other three times he was nominated, he won. It was all tied to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I'll talk a little bit more about Shore's take on Hugo after these cues, and we're going to start off with a song that somehow wasn't nominated for Best Original Song from the film Hugo, featuring French jazz singer Zaz on vocals. This is Howard Shore. It's French for our flying hearts. Cœur volant.
L'amour a soigné ce qu'il manquait. allée des inconnus, curieuse et puis amie. Un clin d'œil en offrant petite sirène aux yeux de nuit. Sa clé apporte et le rêve vivant un secret qu'il partage à présent. Magicien d'images, de poèmes, dompteur de rêves, caché dans l'ombre, seul avec son jeu brisé, son cœur cassé, les choses en morceaux se réparent à nouveau. Magicien d'images, de poèmes, dompteur de rêves, caché dans l'ombre, seul avec son jeu brisé, son cœur cassé, les choses en morceaux se réparent à nouveau.
Thank you.
started off with Coeur Volant from the Hugo score. Then we heard The Armoire, the comical march that was The Station Inspector. A little gentle melody of the new movies there, and then Trains. In the background, this is Winding It Up, all from Howard Shore's Oscar-nominated score to Martin Scorsese's film Hugo. Shore came up with 7 different motifs used throughout the film, which helped out as the score needed to be 105 minutes long for the film. Not something you'd expect for a film, but actually next week we're going to even dabble into something crazier. Part of the recurring themes are tied to clockwork, since the film, the character Hugo actually is the son of a clockmaker there, played by Ray Winstone, as if I recall. And since the film was in 3D, Shore opted for a larger orchestra than usual, just to have that depth of the sound to match in with Scorsese's first attempt with the new cinematic technology. However, there were times, as we heard in the cue of the movies, when a 6-piece featuring an old 30s drum kit, a musette, some gypsy guitar, electronic Ondes Martinant used as a woodwind, piano and bass sufficed. And Shore was inspired by the 1930s Paris sound and everything of all that it is, along with the history of cinema that both he and Scorsese love. This is the 6th time that Scorsese and Shore have collaborated together, and this is the most recent since 2006's The Departed. However, Shore is gearing up to get back on the Tolkien wagon again after doing Lord of the Rings. He's going to be working with Peter Jackson on the 2-part version of The Hobbit in New Zealand. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a couple minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Now, at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock, and that's going to close our broadcast Monday here at CITR. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast. Either go to www.citr.ca, click on Schedule, and you'll find Exploding Head Movies there. You can also search iTunes. You can look for any of CITR's fine programming there. You can also search for Exploding Head Movies, much in the same way you can search Facebook. And under Twitter, I am known as The Hundredair. Next week, we'll complete our look at the Oscar-nominated scores by looking at another French movie-influenced soundtrack, and there'll be Ludovic Bourses' music for the other sort of a big Oscar thing this year, The Artist. And we'll take a quick look back at Alberto Iglesias' score for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, which I profiled in greater depth in the last show. Fresh on the XMHM, as I often say it, the Exploding Head Movies podcast. And yeah, if you look at the podcast archives, you'll find the 2 previously profiled Oscar-nominated works by John Williams, and that'd be for The Adventures of Tantan and Warhorse. So we're going to close off with a new Stars on 33 track, as much as we can sort of play there. And it's one of the delightful projects by DJ Chris Menace. So for Valentine's Day, off the Let the Music Guide, it will be love. So take care, Vancouver, and enjoy yourselves.
You are listening to CITR 101.9, 88.5 on your Shaw cable and on your www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.